This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
The world's biggest producer of gem-quality diamonds holds a presidential election today. Diamonds have been good to the Republic of Botswana, but not everyone has benefited equally, as Kate Davidson reports.
Diamonds helped transform Botswana from a very poor country into an upper-middle-income economy. Former U.S. Ambassador Michelle Gavin says Botswana avoided the dreaded resource curse. That's when countries with rich natural resources experience low economic development. She says Botswana protected its revenue.
It hasn't gone into Swiss bank accounts. It's not in some former president's yacht somewhere in the Mediterranean. In Botswana, you can see what happened to those revenues. You see it in the roads you drive on, the schools and the clinics that you pass.
But you still see poverty, a fair amount.
There's tremendous inequality, and there has been for years in Botswana. It's one of the more inequitable countries in the world.
Political scientist Amy Poteet of Concordia University says the volatility of diamond prices has increased in recent years, which she says plays into the country's lower growth rates. Whoever wins this presidential election will face continued pressure to diversify the nation's economy. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.